Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
Hey, Rebels. This is Good Night Stories for Rebel Girls, the interview. I'm Luna. Right now, I'm talking to Jill Colziel, the narrator for our story about Laurel and Aishel Quinn. Go check it out if you haven't already. Hi, Jill. Thanks for being here. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm Jill Colziel, CEO and co-founder of Motherly, a well-being destination that's empowering 40 million women each month to thrive. I live in Park City, Utah, with my husband and two rebel girls, Claire and Catherine, who are 8 and 10.
Cool. And what would you say makes you a rebel girl?
I'm a rebel girl because through Motherly, I'm an advocate for families, female founders, and mothers. Because when mothers thrive, families and communities can thrive.
Ooh, I love that. So in the story you narrated, Laurel's plans changed a lot when she became a mom to Aishel. Laurel felt like she needed to focus her energy into doing something meaningful for the next generation. What do you think of that?
Like Laurel Quinn's story, motherhood sparked an entrepreneurial creativity in me. Becoming a mother helped me see all of the unmet needs of mothers around the world and made me want to become a rebel girl myself, inspired by my daughters to set an example.
So cool. So Laurel and Aishel built their business together and invited mentors and advisors to help them. Did you have a mentor who helped you? And do you think it's important to have a support network?
Being an entrepreneur can often feel like a lonely journey, and I've been lucky to have so many mentors and advisors guide me along the way. The most important one has been my co-founder, Liz Tennedy. As co-founders, we have been together every step of the way, helping to challenge each other, to support each other, and to ensure that we're each helping each other show up in the very best way for Motherly, for our team, and for our audience. It's so important to have a support network because great things can't be done all by ourselves.
So true. Do you have a message for young girls who may want to start their own business?
I talk to my daughters about this all the time because, like me, they want to be an entrepreneur. And I tell them to be curious, to constantly ask questions about things that are in their world, to try to identify needs, and when they can find a need and a simple solution, then they've got it.
Great advice. So who did you look up to when you were a kid?
Things were very different when I was younger, and there weren't a lot of female role models in business. I was really lucky to have my father as a role model and someone that I looked up to and spent a lot of time with and was able to watch him grow his business. But I wish I'd had more female role models. It's so incredibly important to see other women achieving things that make you feel that you can achieve it. If you see it, you can be it is so true. And I try to pay that forward and mentoring and advising other women in business today.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Jill.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been absolutely wonderful.
Hi, Rebels. We have some exciting news. We've decided to make this podcast completely free for our listeners. With this change, even more girls can enjoy stories of empowering women. And don't worry, episodes will continue to come out every week, wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time.